USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is holding a press conference alongside Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis to discuss an amendment to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. The Pennsylvania Republican says more people who exchange assets online, like cryptocurrency, should have to report what they are sending and receiving for tax purposes.
Centralized digital asset exchanges behaving as brokers should be required to report transactions just like other kinds of brokers already do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by One Poll for Office Depot, 3/4 of America's teachers are more worried than ever over how prepared their students will be for school this fall. This survey of both parents of school-age children and K-12 teachers found anxiety is higher than it's ever been. However, 79% of today's parents say having the right supplies will help their child feel confident when they return to school. That's why Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever. Save up to 55% off their best-selling school supplies in-store and online through Saturday, September 25th. Teachers can enroll in Office Depot's rewards program for even more discounts. Plus, there are weekly online deals at OfficeDepot.com every week until Saturday, September 4th. Shopping for everyone is more flexible this year with 30-minute in-store and curbside pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today.
The Senate is set to pass an infrastructure bill. Wes Pry has what's in the bill from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we're actually, in passing this, I think, have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday.
Pfizer is now awaiting full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found 3 in 10 unvaccinated adults say they would be more inclined to get the vaccine if it was fully approved. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The nation's education secretary is telling those against mask mandates not to be the reason schools are interrupted. Miguel Cardona saying teachers have bent over backwards for students this year, telling CBS News 60% of them have already been vaccinated against coronavirus. He understands people are tired of masking up, but says keeping kids safe is the most important thing, and that will help them return to the classroom. As far as if science backs up that decision to mask up kids, Dr. Marty McCrary, he's a Fox News medical contributor.
What I've seen out there is that people are saying, you know, I'm okay with my kid wearing a mask in order to appease the teachers union to make sure they get there in person. And that's a reasonable argument, but it's not a medical argument. And we've assumed zero harm with masks. And the reality is, that's not true. There may be zero harm for a matter of months or weeks. But when you talk about coming on 2 years now with kids being masked, they're losing the human connection. They're not visualizing the mouth as people speak to them, and it impacts phonetic development, and cases of anxiety and depression are related to altered breathing. These are things that we have to consider. They're not benign. Masks are not 100% harmless.
Ohio is set to be home to Peloton's first factory in the United States, a groundbreaking ceremony taking place on Monday in the village of Lucky. Once complete, the factory will create more than 2,100 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.